Last name is Molly, Molley. Again, Molloy. I'm sorry, Molloy dash Jr. First name is William. Date of visit is February 27, 2024. Their birth is November 7, 1957. Next, we have referring physician Salinas Valles, State Prison. Next, we have a chief complaint evaluation for Parkinson's disease and cognitive deficits. Next, we have history present during inspection. 66-year-old male coming with the chief complaint of hand shaking and memory loss. The first step, the patient tells me that he's been having hand shaking for many years. The first step, the patient tells me he does not remember how many years. The first step, however, the patient tells me that it is not progressively getting worse. The first step, hand shaking is worse on the right side than the left side. First step, first step, patient does have some mild difficulty walking. First step, however, there's no fall. So first step, patient also tells me that he has memory problems. So first step, he tells me that he's quote unquote senile, quote unquote senile. First step, next step, paragraph, next part of past medical history. Past medical history, tremors, next level memory deficit, next level hypertension, psychosis, schizophrenia, history of seizures, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, next to paragraph, next to paragraph, current medications, aspirin 81 milligrams per day, gentian 1 milligram per day. Next number, Lipitor, rivastigmine 1.5 milligram pills, gamma 1 pill twice a day. Next number, Flomax, next number, vitamin D3, next number, zinc. Next number, allergies, no known drug allergies, social history, vision history of alcohol, first of vision to, also of, next number, a family history, non-contributory. Next to paragraph, review system patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibundy sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Neurological examination, mental status examination. Patients are with an alert. The first patient knows today is February 27, 2024. Patient has poor insight. The first patient has poor judgment. The first up. Serials, sevens is 2 out of 5. First up, 5 minute short term recall, 0 out of 3. First up, patient knows the president of the United States is Biden. First up, patient's poor judgment. First up, patient's poor, insight. First up, Mr. Prefer, cranial nerve examination, facial expression symmetrically. First up, a patient does not have significant mask face. First up, a normal, frequency of eye blinking bilaterally. First up, facial expression symmetrically. Next one, mode examination, mode examination, patient does have tremors in both hands. So first up, the right hand is worse than the left. So first up, the tremors mostly action tremors. First up, but there's no cochlear rigidity. First up, but there's no pin rolling tremors. So first up, there's no cochlear rigidity. First up, patient does have bradykinesia in the arms. A motor strength examination, bilateral arms at 4+ out of 5. First step, bilateral legs at 4+ out of 5. First step, next paragraph, gait examination, patient gait is steady. Patient's gait is unsteady. First step, there's mild shuffling. First step, next paragraph, impression number 1, tremors of the hands, comma, bilaterally, comma, the right side worse than the left. First step, the tremors are mostly action tremors, but there's no significant pin rolling tremors. There's no cochlear rigidity. His arms are not rigid. I do not think the patient has Parkinson's disease. I believe the patient has Parkinsonism. Possible causes of his Parkinsonism would include a history of antipsychotic medications, possibly. Patient of history of schizoaffective disorder and schizophrenia. I suspect patient may have taken antipsychotic medications in the past. for stuff. However, currently, comma, currently, currently, I do not think the patient has Parkinson's disease. For sub, I believe the patient has Parkinsonism. For sub, next paragraph, impression number two, history of seizure disorder. For sub, a patient had an EEG study today. For sub, it is a negative study. For sub, but there's no seizure activities. Based on the EEG study done today, for sub, impression number three, Alzheimer's disease. For sub, a patient has a poor insight, poor judgment. For sub, a patient also have a short vision. A patient short term recall is a 0 out of 3. For sub, a patient 0 sevens is 2 out of 5. First step, believe the patient has Alzheimer's disease. First step, this recommendation, explain the patient will be above diagnosis. Next step, continue with stigmine pills, 1.5 milligram per one pill twice a day. First step, next number, explain to the patient that there's no significant seizure activities based on the EEG study today. For seventh number, as far as the Parkinsonism comment, consider minimize antipsychotic medication usage. First up, if Parkinson's disease remain to be a concern, I may also try them in a trial of carbidopa, levodopa, 25/100 milligram pills, one pill twice a day, to see if his symptoms improves. If his symptoms improves with carbidopa, levodopa, then this is Parkinson's disease. If his symptoms does not improve, then this is not Parkinson's disease, and this is likely Parkinsonism. For start, the next number. Next number may also add memantine, 10 milligrams once a day, for dementia. For starting sober, side effects explained to the patient. Next sober, recommendation filed with me in 3 months. For starting sober, this marks the identification.